Well, hello everyone. So glad that you could be here today. COVID-19 has made a lot of things change in the last few days. But there is one constant, and that is our very faithful God. And so I'm going to do my best to keep pointing you to him however I can in the upcoming weeks. As you probably know by now, we're not going to meet for the next 3 weeks on Sundays. And so as I thought about how to build you up, even in our physical absence, I sort of just thought I would post a big sermon on Sunday as usual. But then I got to thinking, people often after Bible studies say to me, it's so nice to have this sort of midweek pick-me-up. I feel so filled up and fed by these midweek teachings. And so I thought, well, what if we do that? And given that it's on the internet, maybe you'd like something a little bit shorter anyways. So my intention is to post messages for you on Tuesday and Thursday, and a little bit bigger one on Sunday, to help you carry the week and encourage you as we walk this road together. And speaking of that, I will leave the comment section open so that we can maybe have a bit of a discussion about the things that we're thinking about and praying about, both in the teaching and the things that are going on in our lives. The passage that I want to look at with you today is actually a sister passage with the passage of scripture that we looked at on Sunday. On Sunday, we heard Jesus say to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." That's verse 1 of John 14. Now here in verse 27, Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You can hear the echo with the other passage, can't you? These disciples who are hearing Jesus speak these words are in a very difficult circumstance. Everything is up in the air. Things are constantly changing. They're in very real danger. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And in those circumstances, Jesus says to them, "Don't be overwhelmed by what's happening, but instead embrace the peace that I give." Remind yourself that the God who clothes the lilies and feeds the sparrows, he cares for you even more than he does those things. And so he will for sure feed and clothe you. Renew your faith in the one who heals the sick and raises the dead and gives sight to the blind and calms the storm. Root yourself in the reality that there is an eternal home waiting for you, that Jesus himself has built, has prepared, has secured for you, and there is nothing that can prevent you from inheriting that. Take those realities and let them form a protective barrier around your heart. As Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Jesus freely gives us peace, but we need to allow that peace to take hold in our hearts and to rule in our hearts. And notice what Jesus says about this peace. Again, this is John 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Now, maybe you will think I'm a bit of a nerd for this, but I immediately started to think about Jesus' time. And I recalled that there is this Roman historian who lived just a little bit after Jesus, who wrote something that I think is very applicable here. His name is Tacitus, and he wrote about the Roman Empire like this: "They make a desert and they call it peace." See, Rome was very famous for the Pax Romana, right? The peace of Rome. And there was this great period of peace in Rome. And I mean, it's part of that. That is part of the reason that Christianity spread so quickly, is that there was peace in Rome. But the reason for that was that Rome destroyed everything else. It was peace, but there were no threats from outside. It was peace, but there was no danger. And I think that that is kind of like the peace that the world gives. right? Peace to some, I think, is the absence of danger, right? Where everything is going fine and it's sunshine and roses and you're sitting by the beach with a margarita in your hand and a big straw hat on your head. That's peace for some people. But what happens when the storm clouds roll in? What happens when things go wrong? Is peace possible? Well, that, I think, is where Jesus' peace comes in. You know, the peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God with us. The peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God. You know, the verse immediately before this one, verse 26, says that God, through his Holy Spirit, is with us in the midst of trouble to remind us of the power and the promises of God. And that really should give us a deep sense of peace, even as the storm is swirling around us. We can have peace in our hearts in the midst of this chaos because the sovereign God of the universe, who makes worlds with a word and who raises the dead, he's with us. He's for us. You know, it's been interesting the last couple of days. I'm working as I can from home here, and the kids are around. I'm doing my work wherever I can, usually trying to make my way away from where they're making lots of noise. And inevitably, I find this gradual drift that wherever I am, they will find themselves and not too soon after. So, you know, I'm upstairs working in my office, and they're downstairs. Well, 15 minutes later, they're going to be upstairs playing. And so I kind of make my way back down and work on the kitchen table. And 20 minutes later, there they are with me. I think that they just want to be where I am. They feel safer knowing that their father is around. And that, I think, is how this passage works, too. Our Heavenly Father is with us every moment of the day to give us peace and strength to carry on. We need to let that peace rule in our hearts. We need to take what we know about God's power and faithfulness and apply that to all of our concerns and then let that grow into confidence, assurance in our everyday going. You know, the peace that Jesus gives us is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God. Trouble is inevitable. You know, whether it's SARS or H1N1 or COVID virus or whatever comes along next. But the God who loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son to reconcile you back to God and save for you a place in eternity, he is with you every step of the way. So as Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God and trust in his Son. Do not be afraid, for the God of peace is with us. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for these promises. Thank you for the peace that you give to us on a daily basis. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to embrace that peace, to pause in anxious moments and let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Lord, we pray that you would step in and stop the spread of COVID-19. We pray that you would give doctors wisdom to find a vaccine. We pray for those who are working hard to care for people who need health care, who need food, who need garbage taken out. Lord, sustain us all as a culture. And may we draw nearer to you in this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, stay safe, folks. Trust in God. And remember, prayer and precaution, not panic.